Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jack Ward of the American Hereford Association joining us in just a moment.
Introducing the new Bacon Clubhouse Sandwich at McDonald's. It's a step above ordinary sandwiches. In fact, it's about as LeBron James as a sandwich can get. It gets all up in your face, just like LeBron. It'll even dribble. Big Mac special sauce. And it stands tall with grilled or crispy chicken. Or, if you prefer, 100% pure beef. Plus, it's on an artisan roll, so it's handsome, just like LeBron.
Man, I make a great sandwich.
Try the new Bacon Clubhouse Chicken Sandwich and Burger at participating McDonald's.
Make tracks the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 3rd through the 5th at State Fair Park. All the latest in farm and ranch equipment will be on display along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstration. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by SureGrip Net Wrap and Baylor Twine. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Raptor Hustler mower with acres of indoor and outdoor exhibits. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking still free. You can check it out more for details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Jack Ward is the Chief Operating Officer and the Director of Breed Improvement for the American Hereford Association. Had the opportunity to recently sit down with him about where the breed is going, how he's trying to lead Hereford breeders to that next level and producing the right kind of animal for today's beef industry.
Well, sure, and you know, it depends a little bit on who you listen to, but before our breed improvement meetings in most cases, or when I give a presentation at an event, I talk about the fact that all indications are that the world population is going to double by the year 2050, and the good Lord isn't making more land. And as a matter of fact, there's some land coming out of agriculture. And so if we're going to be able to sustain this growth and we're going to be able to feed this population, we got to do it through technology and becoming more efficient. So today I would tell you that we have the tools in place that with the continued growth with them, obviously performance programs that the breed associations have, registry programs, and then finally, the biggest component that we're all working on right now is the DNA component and looking at these cattle genetically, what they have to offer the industry. And in the cattle business, it's a little different than some of our counterparts in poultry and pork because we can't make generational turns as quickly. It becomes even more imperative and more important that we use as many tools that we can to make the right kind of educated decisions to move our genetics in the right direction, and DNA is a big part of that.
When we've added the genomic component to EPDs, what has that really done to help with the selection process?
Well, basically what it does is it identifies bulls younger in life. You think about what happens when an animal is born, that animal has gotten a random sampling of genetics from its sire and its dam. And when we develop an EPD, as a calf is born, we look at half of his parents. You know, that's how it starts. The next step is to look at how that animal performed within its contemporary group. And those are all important tools. We need to continue to collect that kind of data. But the interesting part about the genomic side, it doesn't care anything about really pedigree. It doesn't care anything about individual performance. It's simply looking at, does this animal have favorable or unfavorable traits for this genomics or DNA for this particular trait? And so I think it's an incredible tool. As we develop it and we become more informed with it, it's just going to allow us to make good decisions and select animals much earlier in life with more proof.
Jack Ward of the American Hereford Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the Oklahoma Beef Incorporated All-Breed Performance Tested Bull Sale coming Thursday, March 27th, high noon at the OBI Test Facilities west of Stillwater, Oklahoma on Highway 51. Over 130 performance tested bulls will be offered, 70 Angus, 56 Herefords, 5 Brangus. Performance data will be provided for each bull. For more information, you can call them 405-624-1181, and you can find a link to their catalog on our website, calendar, or auction page at OklahomaFarmReport.com. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.